And my imagination soared. I thought, I'm not just at some kind of place, you know, being taken care of or whatever. I can go somewhere else. Now I have my own kitchen. And I can rehearse being a grown-up and see what it's all about. Try to figure out what they're doing when they're standing at the sink or making something. Try to pretend that it's me that's cooking or washing dishes and I have some family or some hey, you random kid, come over here. You pretend to be, we're married or something. We're a family. All right? I want to be the head of, okay, there's nobody in charge, just whatever. I don't even care who you make me. I'll be the maid, for gosh sakes. I don't care. I'll be your butler. But I want to pretend I'm cooking and cleaning and things like that. Oh, that sticks with me because it stimulated my imagination. I was able to pretend. And as I got older, this tendency started to evaporate a little bit. And you start to become more obsessed with reality. And you want a real kitchen. And you want a real house. And there's nothing frivolous in it. And there's nothing that really stimulates your imagination. The other thing I remember is that the fellow, I guess he is maybe married to the lady who owned it, he would mow the lawn on a rider mower, and he had he only had one hand, and the other hand was a metal hook. And it's the first time I've ever seen that. It was the kind of metal hook, not like Captain Hook, maybe, I guess. But, you know, it was just an early kind of prosthetic hand. That was a hook with kind of pincers or something like that. And he was an affable man, and I'd never seen that before. Now, I had a one-handed aunt, but she didn't have a prosthetic. She just used the stump to brace a potato as she peeled it. But here's a guy had a fake hand, and I was fascinated by it. And I stared at him, but I didn't know as a little child. I wasn't trying to hurt his feelings or anything. I was interested in it and a little bit frightened because they'd never seen anything like that before. When it's the first time you've seen something, of course you're going to be a little frightened. Everybody else I see has two hands. This is my first person I've seen. Again, it wasn't the first person I'd seen with one hand, but it was the first person I'd seen with a metal hand. And so I remember that. And I remember the kitchen. And all these things stayed with me. And I let them stay with me. And do I try to make them fit into some story? I keep them there around like they're paintings, like they're pictures. Because they may not fit into the story of what happened to me then. Oh, there's too many pieces missing. But they really tell me about something now, I think. I can use them now to make myself come up with different possibilities and understand things about people. Now that I learn about people and I, you know, maybe he was a war veteran or maybe he had lost it in an industrial accident. And now I've met people like that, many more, and people of all sort of differently abled. And so I can go back and change a little bit of who he was. It doesn't have to stay set in concrete, set in, carved in marble. It doesn't have to be marmoreal. I like that word a lot. A marmoreal memorial. Yeah. Doesn't have to be like that. It can be flexible. It can be changeable. It can be fungible. Like fungi. No. Like clay, maybe. Like clay that doesn't harden. Like Play-Doh. Well, Play-Doh gets kind of nasty. Like plasticine. Yeah. Is that it? Is that the stuff? The clay? Modeling clay. That's what I'm looking for. Modeling clay. That's what my memories are. Modeling clay. Oh, my friends. I want to experience things with you. Let's share some memories. Let's do things together. The next time you see some old bald man with a beard out on the street, pretend it's me. You might not want to go up to them and yell, hearty, hearty, hearty. Like I know some people have, but you pretend that we're together and then tell me about it. Tell me what we did because I don't remember necessarily. And even if I was there, maybe I wouldn't remember. Maybe something would have distracted me. I would have seen something on the subway. I would have been concentrating on someone's shoes on the subway and not looked up and I've missed something. That's happened before. I've been staring at someone's shoes, fascinated. Is that a number on them? What is that written on them? I've never seen that type of shoe before. And then I realize I get to my stop, and all I've done is stare at this, at these shoes, these yellow and red shoes that this guy across from me was wearing. And I missed everything else. So maybe we can get together and you can fill in the spaces for me and say, if you had only looked up, you would have seen that he was wearing like a Viking helmet, like Moondog. What? Why didn't I look up? It doesn't matter. Don't blame yourself. You were noticing something that was wonderful too. You're always going to miss some detail. That's why we need each other. That's why I need you. I don't know much about life, and maybe you don't either, but we'll put it together and maybe we'll figure a little more out. And is figuring out really what we need to do? I'm going to share something with you. It's an excuse. Figuring things out together is just an excuse to be together. Because I think what matters is the experience. What matters is our feelings. What matters is pain and joy and sorrow and happiness and love. That's what matters. And when we're together, we can feel those things. Oh, you are listening to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. That's me on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in New York City, New York, and Rockland County, New York, a place of miracles from which you will soon be elevated and liberated. And online at WFMU.org worldwide. I am so thankful to be your radio friend. Every day I count my blessings, and I don't have enough fingers to count them, so I use an abacus that I've made out of my heart, and I count to 10,000. And then I start again. Thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
friend. Well, you know your friend. Have a friend. Well, and you know your friend. Gonna tell that friend. Won't be too long. For all of your friends. Said all my your neighborhood. Say, take a chill. Said, you know Jesus. We'll see later.
Tonight gives us the subject, what's your brand? What's your brand? We live today in a world where people just strive off of brands. Amen. People like various types of brands or commodities of different things. Mm-hmm. Amen. Some folk like ivory soap. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. While others like zest soap. Yeah. You can say amen tonight. All right. Some folk like, amen, camel cigarettes. Uh-huh. While other folk like Coos. Mm-hmm. What's your brand tonight? Yeah. Some folk like Maxwell House coffee. Yeah. While other folk like Sanka coffee. Yeah. Well, we need an amen. Amen. Yeah. Some folk like beech nut chewing gum. All right. While other folk like spearmint. Yeah. Everybody has a brand. Yeah. All right. What's your brand tonight?
songsters of harmony. Jesus, take this heart of mine. Jesus, take this show of ours. Sinners Crossroads Gospel Broadcast on Let's Ported Freeform WFMU this evening. And we also heard the Sun Rising Kings Pray On, and one of the Sinners Crossroads favorites, the Sun Rising Kings and the Songsters of Harmony. Getting us underway here on Sinners Crossroads on WFMU. And my name is Kevin Nutt. Thanks for tuning in this evening. That's what we'd be playing this evening. It's a lot of, you know, Christian Marclay stomped, gritty, cheap gospel 45s. On the Sinners Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. On everybody's favorite, WFMU. We'll start the next set with the Gate City Singers. Probably another Sinners Crossroads favorite. After a while is what they'll be singing. The Gate City Singers, here on Sinners Crossroads, WFMU.
Lord, after a while,
after a while,
trouble will be over.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Lord, after surely shine. Lord, after a while,
after a while,
all these dark clouds will pass over. Then
we will shout,
hallelujah,
hallelujah,
oh, after a while, oh, yeah, oh, after a while,
after a while.
Say You know. all my own. And oh, tell Jesus, and he'll make you strong. Don't worry about others, oh no. Treat everybody like a brother. Tell Jesus, tell Jesus, tell him all. But I've been told, and oh, the streets are put and the gates are gold. Don't tell me your troubles, I've got enough of my own. Tell Jesus, tell Jesus, tell him all. And he'll make you strong. Don't worry about others, oh no. Treat everybody like a brother. And tell Jesus, tell Jesus, tell him all.
Miss Miller, I thank God for you. You're looking good, because when I first seen you, I laughed at you walking in here. You was crippled. I mean, when I first seen you when you came in, and when you placed your order, you came down because you wanted something, you wanted to finance. We talked on the phone. I said, just come visit me. You was taking a load somewhere in North Carolina. You stopped by. And like I said, when you walked in, I knew already what was wrong by being in this business as long as I have. I want to say I thank God for you. I thank God you're feeling good. I'm proud. And just tell the audience what they should do.
You need to try it. You need to get some. And you thanking me? No, I thank you. Because you have put some octane in my tank. You have expanded some things that I thought that would never happen. I've been on this medication all these years, and it just done wore me out. I think you done saved my life. Thank you.
you got to move.
Move!
Oh, Lord.
Courtesy designer record label, the Spiritual Stars, You Got to Move. It's not very hard to do. The Gate City Singers started that set there with After a While. We hear from the Joy of Memphis Quartet, also on the designer record label, Oh Lord, You Know. We hear from the great Spiritual Heirs of Hertzboro Wonders Sunday morning broadcast from about 2003. I'll Sing for Jesus. A little devotion. So says a 45 RPM record by the Reverend P. Sellers. P. Sellers. Charles Coffer, Don't Tell Me Your Troubles. It's okay if you do here on Sinner's Crossroads, though. We are from the Hollis family on the Hodge record label. Their raucous version of Remember Me and the Spiritual Stars there. You Got to Move. Their version of You Got to Move. We got to move because we can't move. Sinner's Crossroads. Gospel broadcast on WFMU. My name is Kevin Nutt, but you still have some days to do some studying up on that, WFMU.org. And while there, you can check the Accu playlist and all the gospel knuckleheads. And a little bit more information about the songs you're hearing tonight. And any specific questions, you can be directed our way as Center, WFMU.org. Center at WFMU. .org. We'll get right back to you. Center. But this next song, you will hear the Sensational Gospel Eagles, Don't Let His Name Go Down. Courtesy of some witless record dealer, not realizing the value of the record he had to be procured by me. How much is this record? I said, 50 cents, he might have said. I bought it. Now I'm playing it on Sinner's Crossroads on WFMU. The Sensational Gospel Eagles starting our second set here. Hang in there with us. Here on Sinner's Crossroads, WFMU.
Don't let his name.
Hold up his name. hell. My God is a good God. Oh yes, and He works that way.
I know the Lord works that way.
You know He works that way.
He works that way.
For that time, seek God with all your heart. We must be filled with God's spirit and not our secondary and thirdary concerns, as Reverend Holliday say. In the New Jerusalem, there will be no sin. That's what I'm looking forward to, people. I tell you something good about the New Jerusalem. We're going to have a new heaven and a new earth. I just want to make it in. I just want to be in the number. A new heaven and a new earth. Will you be ready? I just want to ask the question. Will you be ready?
Tell God these words. Listen. Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord. I just want to thank you.
Because you've been so good to me.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Just want to thank you.
I just want to thank you.
Because you've been so good to me.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord.
Just want to thank you.
I just want to thank you.
Say, if you'll die daily to sin and be born again in Jesus, you ain't got to die no more. I heard the word of God say that the sting of death is sin. But if we are just wrapped up and tied up in my God,
Jesus,
it ain't no sting on the way out of here. Am I right about it, y'all?
Right.
So now here comes Saul. Saul, the leader of God's people, God didn't answer him. And he went and he told his servants. See, he done already, in accordance to the word of God, in accordance to Deuteronomy, he done run all the witches and all the warlords and all the necromancers. Done either cut them off or run them out the country. But here he come, a leader of God's folks. Ain't that synonymous of the times we're living in? Preachers will stand up and holler, "Thou shall not steal." They themselves ain't nothing but thieves. They're making merchandise out of God's people. They are stealing other folk wives, laying up with them. See what God, he said, "Thou shalt not steal." But you see.
Some of the things that I do, when it seemed like to me all of my friends have turned their back on me. I like to go down on my knees sometime in the midnight hour, and I like to tell God these words. About sometime what the Lord is to me, you see. Say that one more time. Oh, 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 oh.
sinking. Yes, I was deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. Sinking so deep within.
Willie Ayers and the Morning Echoes, as many of you probably already knew, a little talk with Jesus here on Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast, WFMU. We are from the Sensational Gospel Eagles. Starting that set, I'm going to tell you right here real quick, cheap gospel 45s everywhere, slung like mustard seed upon the ground, all around the station. The Brooklyn All-Stars we heard, He Works That Way, that's a good one. The fantastic Alfonso Thomas, I'm On My Way. I just want to thank you by the, let's just make up a name, the Sensational Prodigal Travelers. How about that? On the Champ record label, I just want to thank you. The Jubilee Hummingbirds and Stand By Me, but obviously inspired by the Willie Banks and the Jackson Southerners 1968 record, Too Late. The Sensational Starlight Singers were there. Starlight, one word. Love Lifted Me. should have played that twice. It was only clocked in at 2:10. And Willie Ayers, Brother Willie Ayers in the Morning Echoes, a little talk with Jesus, helping us out there. Center's Crossroads Gospel Broadcast. Stay tuned to WFMU. And we'll see you next week.
You are listening to WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. Dave the Spaz is away, but don't despair. Great Radio continues with Matt Clark and What's Happening.
gym, where my mind simply left my body as I drowned in a pit.